Carl Reiner. Award-winning actor, writer, director, producer, and comedian. Born 1922. My father wasn't a joiner, so we were never synagogue members. When I turned 13, he persuaded a rabbi to rent him a synagogue in a poor neighborhood for a Thursday morning bar mitzvah for me. My only training for the event had been with another rabbi who for months was willing to teach me what I needed to know. My father, my mother, my older brother Charlie, and a group of strangers, old Jews with beards and prayer shawls, were the only ones who attended when the time arrived. And it wasn't like today where kids write their own speeches. My father wrote the speech for me, in both flowery language and beautiful handwriting. "Worthy assembly, you've afforded me a great honor this day when you have come to this temple of God to take part in and celebrate on the day I have become a bar mitzvah." It went on in the same manner, ending with, "May God be with you in my endeavor to be a good member of society and a good Jew. Amen." This speech was actually the same one my father had written for my brother Charlie, who had said it at his bar mitzvah a few years earlier. Over 70 years go by when a granddaughter of our old neighbors, the Fishmans, contacts me out of the blue with something she thinks I'll be interested in. It turns out to be her family's copy of that same speech in my father's own handwriting. My father had written it out for the bar mitzvah of Murray Fishman, her father, who was a year younger than I was. So that speech was delivered at three different bar mitzvahs at three different times. I was 13, and officially a Jewish man in the eyes of the elders. But my friends, who were older and maybe more religious than I, had already taken part in a minyan, a group of 10 adult male Jews who get together for prayers. There have to be a minimum of 10, or the prayers won't be valid. If I saw men in our neighborhood with prayer shawls, I quickly crossed the street. I always dodged being part of a minyan, especially since I had learned only what I needed to learn for my bar mitzvah by rote. I knew no Hebrew. I couldn't read the prayers. But one day I was with my friends walking down our street when we were all called in for a minyan. Since I was part of the group, I couldn't escape. I had no choice.